好，那今天我们会继续来看救恩的系列。
Today we are continuing on with our salvation series.
那其实我们救恩的系列已经来到了第13次的内容。
Actually, we have come to the 13th talk, in this series of salvation.
那再过几次我们就会结束这个系列。
And very soon we'll conclude this series.
那也我也向神祈求，希望我们所听到的不单单只是明白。
And I pray to God that we don't just understand what we've heard.
而是靠着神可以在我们生命中去经历神的救恩。
But that we can actually experience God's salvation in our lives.
那么上一周 Grace 带领我们看到在神的救恩计划里面他所愿意人活的生命是怎么样的。
In our previous message, Grace helped us to see how our life should be when we live in God's salvation.
那基督徒的生命是脱离了空虚还有罪的捆绑。
A Christian's life should be freed from the emptiness and bondage under sin.
而是从神那里去领受一个丰盛充足的生命。
Instead, a Christian is to receive a full and abundant life from God himself.
那我们今天要一起来明白我们是如何领受这样充足丰盛的生命呢？
Today we are going to look together to understand how we can receive such a full and abundant life.
那主的话语在圣经不同的地方都告诉我们充足丰盛的生命是跟被神的灵充满是有关系的。
In various places in the Bible, we learn that a full and abundant life actually is a life that is filled with the Holy Spirit.
那么丰盛的生命意思就是被一个充满的生命。
A life that is full means it's filled, right?
那要被什么充满呢？
But with what are we to be filled?
那就是被圣灵所充满。
It's to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
那我们当中有一些新的朋友，
Because we've got several new friends in our midst.
所以也想在这里说明一下。
And I want to explain a bit further.
那圣灵是什么呢？
What is the Holy Spirit?
圣灵或者圣洁的灵其实是圣经里面形容神的灵的一个同义词。
It's actually just another description of God's own Spirit.
那天地的创造主亚伟神是一位圣洁的神。
The creator of heaven and earth, our God Yahweh, is a holy God.
那他的灵在圣经里面也被描述为圣洁的灵。
And his spirit is described as the Holy Spirit in the Bible.
所以当我们说到圣灵其实就是指到亚伟神他自己的灵。
So whenever we mention the Holy Spirit, we are actually referring to God's own spirit.
那亚伟神也是借着耶稣基督把他自己的灵赐给那些跟从耶稣的人。
Yahweh God also grants all those who follow Jesus his own spirit.
那接下来让我们去看一段的经文去明白神的救恩计划。
So let us now turn to a Bible passage to understand more about God's salvation plan.
那么一个充足丰盛的生命其实就是一个被神的灵充满的生命。
A full and abundant life is actually a life that is filled with the Holy Spirit.
那这段的经文我们会从以弗所书三章十四看到二十节，那有点长，我们就用两张这个幻灯片来看。
So we are going to read from Ephesians chapter 3 verses 14 to 20.
那让我用中文为大家读十四到十七节。
I'm going to read to you in Chinese from verse 14 to 17.
因此我在父面前屈膝。求他按着他荣耀的丰盛，借着他的灵，用大能使你们内在的人刚强起来，使基督借着你们的信住在你们心里，使你们既然在爱中扎根建基。然后十八节，我请 Grace 帮我们用英文。
And now we'll read in English from verse 18 of Ephesians chapter 3. May have strength to comprehend with all the saints what is.The breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think, according to the power at work within us.
好， 那这段经文是使徒保罗为到以弗所教会向神的一个祷告。
This is a prayer from the Apostle Paul on behalf of the church in Ephesus.
那这段经文特别之处呢，就是有好几次提起啊充足、丰盛这样的词语。
And what's special about this passage is that there are several mentions of being filled or full.
那比如说十六节，这里谈到啊神荣耀的丰盛。
For example, in verse 16, he talks about the riches of his glory, of God's glory.
那比如说啊十九节，使你们被充满，得着神一切的丰盛。
And in verse 19, he talks about us being filled with all the fullness of God.
还有二十节，充充足足的成就一切，甚至超过我们所求所想的。
And in verse 20, talking about doing far more abundantly than all that we ask or think.
所以这些的词语都是在描述那个丰盛生命的不同的形容。
And these are all different descriptions of a full and abundant life.
保罗在这段的经文里面，他向神啊，为了教会去求四件事情。
Here Paul is asking for four things for the church.
使他们能够经历到啊，在神里面这样丰盛的生命。
So that they may truly experience this abundant life in God.
那这四件事情都是离不开啊，被神的灵去充满的。
And you notice these four things are inseparable from being filled with God's own Spirit.
那我们来看他的第一个祈求。
So let us look at Paul's first request.
就是在十六节。
That's in verse 16.
首先他祈求啊，基督徒他们的内在的人哈，这里说能够刚强起来，借着神的灵。
Here he asks that a Christian's inner man may be strengthened with power through God's Spirit.
那内在的人就是贴近原文的一个翻译，如果你看的是和合本就看不到这样的表达了。
In English, what is translated inner man is closer to the original, but in Chinese, you may not notice this description.
那什么叫内在的人呢？其实神创造人的时候有两个部分。
So what is this inner man? When God created human beings, there are actually two parts.
他用泥土造了人的身体，然后他用他自己的气赐给人灵。
So first God used the mud, the dust, and the ground to create our body, and then he breathed into us the breath of life.
那所以人的两个构造的两个部分就是身体跟灵了。
So actually a man is made up of two parts.
那这里谈到内在的人就是指到我们的灵这个层面。
The two parts refer to the body and the spirit, and here the inner man is actually referring to our spirit.
所以保罗向神祈求，神借着他的圣灵去加能赐力给基督徒添加他们灵里面的力量。
So here Paul is asking God through his spirit to add to us his power, strengthen us, our inner man with his power.
所以从他的第一个祈求，我们可以留意到神的灵就是基督徒力量的来源。
So from this first request of Paul, we notice that the source of a Christian's strength is actually from the Spirit of God.
如果一个基督徒不懂得去求神去神的灵去充满他的生命，那他的生命就会慢慢的越来越软弱。
If a person, a Christian, does not know how to draw strength from God, and does not know how to be led and controlled by the Holy Spirit, he will find that his strength will be weakening day by day.
那如果他没有常常的被神的灵充满的时候呢？那好像刚才我们看到麦克风，其实本来是应该有电的，但是离开了这个电源太久，就变得没有电了。
So if a person is not connected with God, is not filled with his spirit, it's somewhat like what happened to our mic before, that is run off battery, so there's no power.
那除非它是跟这个电源是连接在一起的。
Unless a mic has a cable like this that's connected to the power source.
那是才会源源不绝的有力量。
Only then will it have sufficient and continuous supply of power.
所以从第一个祈求我们可以看到被神的灵充满的这个重要性。
So from Paul's first prayer request, we can see the importance of being filled with the Holy Spirit.
那第二个，他第二个祈求就是在十七节，是基督借着你们的信住在你们心里。
Paul's second request is found in verse 17, that Christ may dwell in our hearts, your hearts, through faith.
那么其实我们细细去想第二个，他的第二个祈求，那也是离不开被神的灵所充满的。
When we ponder this second request in verse 17, we notice actually it is also closely connected to the idea of being filled with God's own Spirit.
那我们知道，当我们去思想亚当跟耶稣基督的对比的时候，
When we consider the contrast between Adam and Jesus Christ,
亚当就是人类的第一个人，是人类的始祖。
Adam is the first man that God created, so he's our ancestor.
耶稣基督也是第一个人。
And Jesus Christ is also the first man.
那是从神的新的创造的角度去看的。
But that's talking about from the point of view of the new creation.
那耶稣基督就是神的所创造的新的人类的第一个，也是他代表。
Jesus Christ is the first man and representative in God's new creation.
那他有神的灵住在他里面去带领他。
And he has God's own spirit dwelling in him to lead him.
那圣经也说到那些在耶稣基督里的人就是新造的人。
And the Bible tells us that whoever lives in Christ is a new is a new creation.
那圣经也谈到基督徒跟耶稣基督的关系就如同头跟身体的关系。
And the Bible also tells us a Christian's relationship to Christ is like the relationship between the body and the head.
那么基督徒或者是属于神的这个教会也有神的灵运行在当中。
So Christians together as a church also is filled with God's Spirit. God's Spirit works in their midst.
所以基督跟教会合起来就是一个新的创造是好像是一个人有身体跟灵，这个灵就是神的灵。
So Christ together with the church is also like this new creation where there's God's spirit in it and the body.
有神的灵在当中去工作的时候，那我们就活出耶稣基督的生命样式。
When God's Spirit is working in our midst, then we can really live out the image of Christ.
当我们借着信心去仰望神的时候，也可以跟着基督一起去行神的旨意。
And when we look to God through the eyes of faith, we can follow Christ's example in fulfilling the will of God.
所以第二个祈求让基督活在我们心里，也是离不开被神的灵充满这样一件事情。
So the second request talking about
让基督活在我们心里。
When we let Christ lives in our hearts, that's also the same thing as being filled with God's Spirit.
那保罗为以弗所教会的第三个祈求就是求神帮助信徒不好意思，第下一章可以一同领悟属灵的事情。
And Paul's third request for the church of in Ephesus is found in verse 18, asking God to help believers to have the strength to comprehend.
那这里特别是说到去领悟，去明白基督的爱是怎么样的。
And he is specifically talking about comprehending the love of Christ.
那这也同样需要神的灵去帮助我们去有属灵的领悟性。
Again, this requires God's own spirit to help us have this spiritual perception.
那在约翰福音的十六章十三节那里说，只等到真理的圣灵来了，他要引领你明，不好意思再读一次，只等真理的圣灵来了，他要引导你们明白一切的真理。
Just as John 16 verse 13 says, when the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth.
那所以神的灵也是帮助我们可以明白属灵的事情。
So God's Spirit helps us to understand the things of God, spiritual things.
那特别这里是谈到基督的爱。
And here is specifically talking about the love of Christ.
那也帮助我们多一点明白神的爱是怎么样的。
And it helps us to understand more about the love of God.
那我们接下去看保罗的第四个祈求。
Now we've come to Paul's fourth request.
就是在十九节的使你们被充满得着神的一切丰盛。
And that's in verse 19, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God.
那如果我们对比十六节、十九节还有二十节。
If we contrast verse 16, 19 and 20,
那我们就可以看到得着神一切的丰盛也是离不开被神的灵所充满的。
Again, we see that to be filled with all the fullness of God is inseparable from the idea of being filled with God's Spirit.
所以一个人需要被神的灵所充满才能够活出充足丰盛的生命。
So a person must be filled with the Holy Spirit if you are to experience a full and abundant life.
所以以上我们看完这个以弗所书的三章十四到二十节花了一点时间。
So just now we've spent some time looking at Ephesians chapter 3 verses 14 to 20.
所以从这看这段经文，我们可以明白到，在神的救恩计划里面，一个充足丰盛的生命是也是一个被神的灵所充满的生命。
So from this passage, we can see that a full and abundant life in God, in the plan of God's salvation for us, has to do with a life that's filled with God's Holy Spirit.
那接下来我们进一步去明白到底一个基督徒被神的灵充满是不是一件可有可无的事情呢？
In the following time, we are going to consider whether this matter of being filled with the Holy Spirit is a must or whether it's optional.
那其实在神的话语里面，我们看到一个人去领受神的灵，还有之后被神的灵所充满都是离不开他是否最终能够得救的。
Actually, in the Bible, we can see that whether a person has received the Holy Spirit and then be filled with the Holy Spirit has very much to do with our salvation in the end.
那为什么我说一个人没有领受神的灵就没有神的救恩呢？
So why do I say that? If a person has not got the Holy Spirit in him, he hasn't received God's salvation yet.
那在之前的讲道，我们曾经看过圣灵是神赐给那些顺服基督而归向他的人的一个记号。
In my previous message, we've actually looked at how God's Holy Spirit is given to those who obey Christ and it's a seal that is given to them.
那这段经文是在以弗所书的一章十三节。
And this is found in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 13.
这里说，你们既然听了真理的道，就是使你们得救的福音，也信了基督，就在他里面受了所应许的圣灵作为印记。
In him you also, when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and believed in Christ, were sealed with the promised Holy Spirit.
那什么叫做有神的灵作为印记呢？
So what do we mean by being sealed with the promised Holy Spirit?
那我们仔细去想的时候，印记是表明这个人或者是这件事物是属于谁的。
When we consider this deeper, a seal is to prove that something belongs to a certain person.
那有些学生正在考试。
Some students are going through exams right now.
不知道你曾经有没有这样的经历，就是你太紧张了，忘记写了名字，然后就做完这些考卷。
I wonder if any one of you had experienced a situation where you're so nervous during your exams that you actually hand in your exam paper without writing down your name.
那我曾经做过这样 一次的傻事。
I actually had made this stupid mistake once in my life.
那还好老师比较仁慈，他就是从就是只有一个人没写名字，他就看到哦，原来是这个 Albert。
Good that my teacher was quite lenient, and when my teacher looked through all the exam papers, he found the only paper that hasn't got a name on it, and he figures it must be Albert's.
所以写名字就好像你放了一个记号，是个考卷是你做的。
So writing your name on the exam paper is somewhat like a seal that shows which, who does this paper or does this thing belong to.
那另外一个例子就是之前我们在春天去了这个两天的营会。
Another example is like the camp we just went to in May.
大家有没有看到羊啊
？Did you see many sheep there?
有，严颖跟 Jason 都点头。
Yannis and Jason are both nodding.
那有些时候你观察这些羊的时候，它们的皮毛上面好像会被喷漆，有些是蓝色啊、黄色啊这些有。有没有留意过啊
？And when you observe those sheep, you would notice there's some color on the sheep, like there's like blue or green.
那是用来做什么的呢
？So what is that for？
其实就是用来表明这个羊是属于谁的。
It's actually also a mark to show who is the owner of these sheep.
那同样。领受圣灵就是神赐给那些属于他人、属于他的人的一个印记。
So similarly, receiving the Holy Spirit, I'm so sorry.
那领受圣灵就是表明就是哪一些人是属于神的。
So receiving the Holy Spirit is actually to show forth, which person actually belongs to God.
那也是透过顺服神，去跟从主耶稣的时候呢，在洗礼的时候，神把他自己的灵赐给我们。
And again, it's through obedience that God will grant us His Holy Spirit.
那所以这也是为什么说到如果没有领受圣灵，或者是之后没有继续被神的灵充满，最终我们是不得救的。
This is also why I said.If we haven't received the Holy Spirit, or that we are not filled with the Holy Spirit, we will not be saved in the end.
那第二个方面，为什么被神的灵充满是关乎于我们是否可以得救的呢
？So the second point concerning why whether a person is filled with the Holy Spirit has to do with our salvation.
那其实作为一名的基督徒去活出基督的生命。样式，其实在神的计划里面，从来都不是依靠一个人自己的力量的。
Because to be a Christian and to be able to live out the life of Christ, it is never something that we can achieve by our own power.
那我们刚才看到，耶稣基督是新人类的代表。
Just now we've already seen that Jesus Christ is the representative of this new creation in God's plan.
那我们要跟从他听从他。的教导
We must follow him and obey his teaching.
那耶稣基督他自己的榜样是什么呢
？So what is this example of Jesus Christ?
其实他在地上生活的时候都不是靠着自己的力量，而是靠着住在他里头的天父去活他的一生的。
Actually, when Jesus was walking on earth, he wasn't doing anything out of his own strength, not by his own strength, but In everything, he was relying on God who dwells in him.
他是让住在他里面的天父去成就天父自己的工作。
He was letting his heavenly Father who dwells in him to fulfill his own work, to accomplish his own work.
那我们看一节经两节经文。
So now let us look at two different passages.
在约翰福音的14章第十节还有十二节。
In John chapter 14, verse 10 and verse 12.
主耶稣说，我在父里面，父在我里面，你不信吗？我对你们所说的话，不是凭着自己说的，乃是住在我里面的父做他自己的事。十二节，我实实在在的告诉你们，我所做的事， 信我的人也要做，并且要做比这更大的事，因为 我往父那里去。
Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. Verse 12, Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever believes in me will also do the works that I do, and greater works than these will he do, because I am going to the Father.
那主耶稣在这里告诉我们他生命是怎么样去运作的。
So here Jesus is explaining how he functions in this life.
那我们看到他是让神在他里面带领他去说话、去行事、去成就神的工作。
We can see that he actually, moments by moments, rely on God to lead him, to speak, and to act, and to accomplish God's own work.
那在十二节我们也留意到信他的人也要这样做。
And in verse 12, we notice that all those who believe in Jesus will also do the same thing.
意思就是基督徒也要学习耶稣的榜样，让神住在我们里面，带领我们去行事为人。
That is to say, Christians should be following Jesus' own example to let God lead us in whatever we say and whatever we do.
那天父从来没有要求我们用自己的力量去活出圣经里面基督徒的生命。
God never requires of us to live out the commandments in the Bible by our own strength.
他所要求我们的就是要有信心。
What he requires of us is to have faith.
那信心我们看过，就是我们对神，还有对耶稣基督没有保留的委身。
And we've already seen that faith actually refers to this unreserved commitment to God and to Christ.
当我们将自己完全的去交托给天父的时候，
When we commit ourselves wholly, totally to God,
求他来充满我们，带领我们，
asking him to fill us, to lead us,
当我们这么做的时候，我们正是在效法耶稣基督他自己的生命样式。
When we do this, we are actually imitating Christ's own example, his life example.
那换句话说，如果一个基督徒不懂得被神的灵去充满，
In other words, if a Christian does not know what it means to be filled with the Holy Spirit,
不懂得将生命交给神去带领，
and if he does not know how to let God lead him,
那他就没有办法活出圣经里面所说的基督徒的生命。
There's no way that this Christian can live out what is required of us, this Christian life in the Bible.
比如圣经里面说到圣洁的生命，
For example, this holy life that the Bible talks about.
在希伯来书的十二章十四节那里说
，In the book of Hebrews, chapter 12, verse 14 says,
你们要追求与众人和睦，并要追求圣洁，非圣洁没有人能见主。
Strive for peace with everyone, and for the holiness without which no one will see the Lord.
那这里作者去说到我们要追求圣洁。
Here the author of Hebrews tells us we must pursue holiness.
要活出圣洁的生命。
We must live out a life that is holy.
因为没有圣洁的生命呢，这个人就不能够见到神的面。
Because without holiness, no one will see the Lord.
换句话说，他的救恩是一个很大的问号的。
That is to say, he's not certain whether he will get salvation in the end.
但是我们都知道人的力量是有限的。
But we all know that our human strength is so limited.
在面对世界的诱惑、罪的这些罪所带来的这些的享乐的时候，人往往是非常软弱的。
When we face the temptations in the world, all these enjoyments on the surface behind these temptations, human beings are very weak when left to ourselves.
靠着我们自己也没有办法胜过自我中心自我。
And by our own strength, there's no way we can overcome our self-centeredness.
就好像一个人没有办法揪着自己的头发使自己离开地面一样。
It's just like how no one can pull his own hair and drag himself up, like from the ground.
那我们需要能力。
We need power.
那在神的救恩计划里面， 那神就赐给我们他的灵啊，帮助我们去活出基督徒的生命。
So in God's plan for salvation, He actually provides us with His own Spirit to give us the strength to live out the Christian life.
所以当我们的生命是被神去掌管的时候，我们就有能力去胜过罪，活出一个圣洁的生命。
So when our lives are controlled by the Holy Spirit, we will then have the strength to live out this holy life.
我们可以用信心配合神在我们生命中的带领跟工作。
And by faith, we can cooperate with God and let Him do His work in us to lead us.
那为什么基督徒的生命靠着人是活不出来的呢？另外一个例子就是关于饶恕人。
And why did I say that no one can live out the Christian life by his own strength? We can see another example about forgiveness.
那在圣经里面，主耶稣说过，要饶恕人的过犯，天父就饶恕我们的过犯。
In the Bible, Jesus has once told us that we must forgive those who sin against us, and only in this way that God Himself will forgive us.
那当我们去想的时候，一些小事，可能我们还有能力去做到。
And when we think about it, when we consider this, maybe in trivial matters, we might be able to forgive.
比如说，Grace 她做菜的时候放盐放多了。
Say for example, if Grace cooks something and it's too salty, puts a bit too much salt in it.
那使到我胃痛。
It makes me feel really uncomfortable, like my stomach.
那这样的事情，相信都有些人或许都经历过。
Maybe some people have encountered something like this.
但这样的小事，好像我们也不是太难去饶恕。
And it's not too difficult to forgive in such circumstances.
但是如果我们仔细去想，比如说在上个月发生在曼城的这个恐怖袭击事件。
But if we consider other things, like what happened in Manchester last month, the terrorist attack.
如果我们的家人，我们的兄弟姐妹在这个事件里面丧生了，那我们是否有能力去饶恕那个自杀式的攻击者呢？
If it was our own family members, our friends that lost their lives in the terrorist attack, are we able to still forgive the suicidal bomber?
我们有能力去做到吗？
Do we have the strength to forgive in such cases?
相信我们都必须坦诚地说，靠着我们自己，我们就只能被仇恨所吞灭了。
I think we could only admit if left to ourselves, we would just be filled with hatred instead.
所以圣经里面的教导是靠着人的能力是活不出来的。
That's why we say the teaching in the Bible is something that we cannot accomplish by our own strength.
那饶恕人比如说这个例子里面，这个饶恕这个伤害你家人的自杀式攻击者已经是困难的了。
So it's already difficult enough to say forgiving that suicidal bomber in this terrorist attack.
但圣经对基督徒的要求还没有在这里停下来。
But the requirements laid out for us in the Bible is not just limited in this.
那主耶稣教导我们，若是要做天父的儿女，就爱我们的仇敌。
According to Jesus' own teaching, we are told if we are to be sons of our Father in heaven, we must love our enemies.
在马太福音的5:43-45。
This is found in Matthew chapter 5, verses 43-45.
在这里，主耶稣说要爱你们的仇敌，为那逼迫你们的祷告。
Here, Jesus tells us, you have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you.
那45节，这样就可以做你们天父的儿子。
Verse 45, so that you may be sons of your Father who is in heaven.
所以大家看得到吗？要饶恕一个人可能你就忘记他，或者是不再记恨他对你所做的。
So can we see that? If we say we are willing to forgive, it might just mean that we will forget about it, we will no longer hate that person.
但主耶稣说这样还不够，我们要爱仇敌，要为逼迫我们的去祷告。
But here Jesus is telling us even that is not sufficient. We are to love our enemies and pray for those who persecute us.
那这样我们才可以做天父的儿女。
Only in this way that we may be sons of our Father in heaven.
所以相信，希望透过这些的例子，可以帮助我们看到，在神的心意里面，基督徒的生命从来都不是依靠自己可以活出来的。
And I hope that through these examples, we may see clearly that, there's no way someone can be a Christian, if he's relying on his own strength.
而神的心意是要我们效法耶稣基督的样式。
God's will for us is actually for us to imitate the example of Christ.
是要我们依靠他的灵。
To rely on God's own spirit.
去带领我们活出他的话语。
To live out God's word.
那神所要求我们的就是信心。
And what God requires of us is faith.
反过来说，如果我们生命，不是被神去掌管、去充满的，我们就没有力量去活出圣洁的生命。
And if we are not led, and if we are not filled and led by the Holy Spirit, then there's no way that we can live out this holy life in God.
我们也没有办法活出一个有爱的生命，能够以善去胜过恶。
And there's no way that we can live a life filled with love and to overcome evil with good.
那所以这是另外一点，为什么被圣灵充满？对于救恩来说，不是可有可无的。
So this is the second point we have looked at, explaining why being filled with the Holy Spirit is an absolute necessity.
那圣经对一个人最终是否配得得到神的救赎，另外一个印证就是要为神结出果子。
Sorry.
那圣经里面，对一个人最终能否得救，另外一个要求就是这个人是否能够为神结出果子。
And in the Bible, when it talks about whether a person will be saved, another important point is to do with whether this person can bear fruit for God.
所以并不是一个人得救，并不是关于单单他在开始的时候去相信。
So whether a person is saved,It's not just to do with whether he believes in the beginning.
而是在救恩的道路上继续用信心去信靠神。
But that he will continue to exercise his faith to rely on God on this road of salvation.
让神在他生命的工在生命里面去工作而结出果子。
And let God does his work in his life to produce fruits.
所以你可以说果子就是这个人信心的一个记号，一个证据。
So you can say that fruit is actually a sign, an evidence of faith in this person.
那在耶稣基督的教导里面，比如说在约翰福音十五章葡萄树与枝子的这个比喻。
And in Jesus Christ's teaching, for example, in John chapter 15, this picture of the vine and the branches.
那结果子与不结果子的分别，是一个得救或者不得救的一个分别。
This difference between bearing fruits and not bearing fruits is actually a difference between being saved and not being saved.
所以今天下午我们会一起去采草莓。
This afternoon we are going to pick strawberries together.
所以你会往哪一棵植物上采草莓呢？
I wonder which plant will you go to pick the berries.
是那些有果子的，是吧？
Of course you go to plants which have a lot of berries, right?
我们不是去采叶子的。
We are not going to pick leaves.
那些从来不结果子的植物会被这个农夫怎么处理呢？
And what do you think a farmer would do if he finds a plant never bears fruits, it's only full of leaves?
那同样在主耶稣的教导里面，那些结果子的枝子，天父修剪它，使到结果子可以更多。
And just as we are told in Jesus' teaching, those branches that bear fruit, God will actually prune and makes it bear even more fruits.
那这是一个丰盛生命，一个得胜的生命的图画。
And this is a picture of a full, abundant life, a victorious life.
那不结果子的枝子在主耶稣的教导里面，它的结局就是要被砍下来，扔在火里面烧毁了。
And according to the teaching of Jesus, those branches that bear no fruit will actually be chopped off and be burned in the end.
那就是一个不得拯救的一个图画了。
And it's a picture of not being saved.
那么我们应该如何才能够为神结出果子呢？
So how can we bear fruit for God then?
可以在这条救恩的道路上活出丰盛、充足的生命呢？
So that we may live out this full abundant life on this road of salvation.
那这同样也离不开被神的灵去充满、去掌管这一件的事情。
And even this is inseparable from being filled with God's Spirit, being led by His Spirit.
那在加太书的五章二十二到二十三节。
In the book of Galatians, chapter 5, verses 22 to 23.
那这里是谈到圣灵所结的果子。
Here it talks about the fruits of the Spirit.
那时间我请Grace 用英文帮我们读。
We'll read it out in English, Galatians 5, 22 to 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love.Joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law.
那结出果子需要有生命，有力量。
To bear fruit, we must have life and power.
那圣灵，当神将他的灵去，赐给我们，当我们被神的灵充满的时候呢，他就，带给我们在耶稣里的新生命也有这份能力去结出圣灵的果子。
When God grants us His Spirit to lead us, He actually grants us this new life in Christ, and that we have this strength to bear fruit towards God.
那当我们懂得被神的灵充满，让神的灵在我们生命中工作的时候，那我们也彰显了属于神这样美丽的生命，有这些美丽的素质。
And when we learn how to be filled and led by God's Spirit, we will then start manifesting God's good character, His personalities, just as described here by the fruits of the Spirit.
所以不单单我们采草莓是可以享受这个果子。
So when we go berry picking today, we don't just focus on being able to taste the nice berries.
当你和一个生命被神的灵所掌管的人相处的时候，你也可以尝到这些的果子。
We can also think about when we relate to people who bear fruits of the Spirit, you can also taste the beauty of God.
就是这里所说的仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐，这九项的素质。
We will experience the nine different qualities mentioned here.
那当人去尝到这个果子的时候，他们会被神的生命所吸引。
And when people taste of such fruit, they will be drawn by the lives of God.
那么他们愿意回应的时候，那他们也成为果子，是我们献上给神的。
And when they're willing to respond to God, they themselves will then become also like fruits that are offered up for God.
所以我们看到，被圣灵充满。被神的灵掌管的生命，并不是可有可无的。
So again, we see that a life filled with the Holy Spirit, controlled by the Holy Spirit, is not something optional.
生命没有被神的灵掌管，我们就无法活出圣洁的生命。
If we are not filled with the Holy Spirit, there's no way we can live out a holy life.
我们也没有办法活出爱，活出为神结出果子。
And we can't live out this love from God, and we can't bear fruit for God.
那么如果我们一个基督徒不懂得被神的灵所充满，那会活在一个软弱的一种的状态里面。
And if a Christian does not know how to be filled with the Holy Spirit, he will forever live in the state of weakness.
但其实这样是一种很可怜的状态。
But this is actually a very pitiful condition.
因为神从来没有要我们活出这样子的不丰盛的生命。
Because it's not God's intention for us to forever stay in such a state where it's not full or abundant.
他的心意是要我们学习主耶稣，常常被神的灵带领跟充满。
Rather, His will for us is to learn from Jesus to always be filled and led by God's Spirit.
所以生命可以好像接上电源一样，能够发出光，能够去为神做见证。
So that our lives will be like something that's connected to the power source that we can shine out this light for God.
所以这个是我们在信息的第一部分可以去明白的。
So this is what we've learned so far in the first part of our message today.
丰盛的生命就是一个被圣灵充满的生命。
A full abundant life is one that is filled with the Holy Spirit.
被神的灵充满也是我们得救必要的一个条件。
And being filled with the Holy Spirit is actually an indispensable part of our salvation.
那在我们今天信息的第二部分，我们要问另外一个重要的问题。
And now as we come to the second part of our message, we need to ask an important question.
那我们应该如何才能够被神的灵充满呢？
How then can we be filled with the Holy Spirit?
让我们来看路加福音的11章13节。
Let us look at the Gospel of Luke, chapter 11, verse 13.
这里说，你们虽然不好，尚且知道拿好东西给儿女，何况天父岂不更将圣灵给求他的人吗？
If you then who are evil know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him?
那这里主耶稣说，大部分的人都是不好的哦。
Here Jesus is saying that most people are evil.
在原文就是邪恶的。那英文是翻译对了。那什么叫做不好呢？其实就是指到这个人的生命都是自私、自我中心的。
By evil, we are talking about the self-centered tendency in us.
总是想着自己。
Is always thinking about ourselves.
但是一个自私的人都懂得把好东西给他的孩子，不是吗？
But even a selfish person knows to give good things to his own children.
那除非一些人良心被埋没了才不会这么做。
Unless it's someone who's totally going against his own conscience.
那这里主耶稣说到，就连自私的人都懂得这么去做，那更何况天父岂不是会把更宝贵、更好的给那些求他的人吗？
So if a selfish person would know to give good gifts to his own children, how much more will a heavenly father give good things to those who ask him?
所以神乐意赐给人的好东西就是神的灵、圣灵。
And actually, these good things that God is willing to give us includes first and foremost this Holy Spirit, His own Spirit.
但是怎样才能够领受神的灵呢？
But how are we to receive God's Spirit?
从这节经文我们看到要求。
From this passage, we see that we are to ask.
所以第一点我们看到，一个人若是想经历神的灵，那就要向神去求。
So the first point we see here is that if we want to be filled with the Spirit of God, we must ask.
听起来好像很简单的一个道理，不是吗？
It sounds very easy, doesn't it?
但是好多的基督徒在生命中往往忘记这样的一个道理。
But so many Christians actually forget about this.
好像刚才的这个麦克风一样，并没有插在电源上面。
It's just like the microphone just now, it wasn't connected to the power source and it runs out of power.
所以就慢慢的软弱了。
And slowly the Christian life becomes weak.
好多的基督徒都没有刻意的在每一天求神的灵去充满，去带领他们去过每一天、每一时刻、每一分钟他们的生命。
So many Christians fail to ask God to fill them each and every day, to live moment by moment by His Spirit.
所以他们的生命好像现在的这个智能手机一样。
So their lives are somewhat like the smartphones that we have today.
所以每天要做的是什么？要把我们的手机充上电，是吗？
Every day we are supposed to charge up our phones, right?
那其实好多人的生命，基督徒生命就是这样子，他们一时亲近神，一时就离开神。
But so many Christians are somewhat like these smartphones because they are connected to God for some time and then they disconnect themselves from God.
当他们因为没有被神灵充满，被与神接上的时候，慢慢就软弱了。
And because they are not connected with God constantly, slowly and slowly they become weak.
所以我们需要学习，就是刻意在生活中想起的时候就求神去掌管我们，借着他的灵去带领我们的生命。
So what we learn here is that we should consciously turn to God and ask Him to fill us with His Spirit, to guide us, lead us by His Spirit.
那另外一点，关于我们如何 才能被神的灵充满。那我想用圣经的一个例子来帮助大家去思想。
And now I want to use another example found in the Bible to help us understand what it means to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
在马太福音的27:48。
In Matthew chapter 27:48。
这里说，内中有一个人赶紧跑去，拿海绵扎满了醋，绑在苇子上，送给他喝。
And one of them at once ran and took a sponge, filled it with sour wine, and put it on a reed and gave it to him to drink.
那这件事情是发生在耶稣被钉在十字架上面的时候的一件事。
And this was what happened when Jesus was nailed on a cross.
那我想大家留意这个沾满了醋的海绵。
Now I want you to pay attention to these words, this sponge that's filled with sour wine.
那这个充满醋的海绵其实可以帮助我们、如何明白怎样才能够被神的灵所充满。
Actually, this picture of the sponge that's filled with sour wine may help us to understand more、what it's like to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
相信大家都熟悉海绵是什么，也知道醋是什么。
I'm sure all of you know what a sponge is and what、vinegar is.、
那可能大家都洗过碗。
And I'm sure all of us have at some point washed up dishes.
我们年轻人应该也会、帮忙爸爸妈妈洗碗的吧。
And I believe even our youths will occasionally help your parents to wash up.
虽然我们用的海绵、就是人工造的。
Even though the sponge we use are the
It's made by man.
Okay.
那大家想一个充满醋的海绵是怎样的呢？
So what do you think a sponge that's filled with vinegar is like?
当我们去默想的时候觉得很特别，因为一个充满醋的海绵就好像我们还没有认识神之前的生命一样。
When we think about this picture, it's actually very interesting because the sponge that's filled with vinegar, or according to the Bible here is like sour wine, is actually like the life we haveBefore we come to know God.
那醋是你去闻的时候是你会很不好受的，很刺激你的。
The smell of vinegar or something sour is very strong and is not very comfortable to smell.
我们之前自我中心的生命也是这样子。
And the life that's self-centered is actually the same.
我们是伤害我们身边的人。那我们也是伤害自己的。
And we often hurt ourselves and others around us.
那醋也是经过，醋这种发酸的味道，大家也知道了。当垃圾放了很久的时候，就会产生这些很酸、很臭的味道。
And we know that when you leave the garbage for too long, it will also produce some kind of odor that's similar, like.Very sour kind of smell.
那所以这个充满醋的海绵也可以形容为我们认识神，我们回应福音之前的生命状态。
So we can use this picture of a sponge filled with vinegar or sour wine to compare to our lives before we come to know God, before we respond to God.
而圣经里面另外一个图画去描述神的灵，往往是用到葡萄酒。
But in the Bible, there's also another picture to describe a life that is filled with the Holy Spirit, and that is to use wine.
那葡萄酒，我相信很多人都喜欢喝。
And I'm sure many people love red wine. They enjoy drinking.
我知道 Eric 喜欢喝葡萄酒。
I know Eric does.
为什么喜欢呢？
Why do you enjoy drinking wine?
尝起来很棒，那尝
Because it tastes good.
尝都是跟闻到是有关联的，是吧？
And we know that our taste is actually closely connected to the smell.
所以当我们闻葡萄酒的时候是香的。
And when we smell the wine, you will find it quite pleasant.
而不是酸的。
And it's not a sour smell.
那所以圣经里面也用圣灵去描述这个葡萄去描述为好像葡萄酒一样。
And you would find that in the Bible, it often compares the Holy Spirit with red wine.
在以弗所书的五章十八节。
In Ephesians chapter 5 verse 18.
这里保罗提醒门徒们不要醉酒，酒能使人放荡，乃要被圣灵充满。
Paul reminds Christians, do not be drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit.
那酒为什么跟圣灵有一个相似的地方呢？
So what is similar between wine and the Spirit?
那除了相信以外，
other than sorry?
香气。
Other than the very pleasant smell.
那酒也是在发酵的过程中也是充满力量的。
You know that when during the process of fermentation, there's actually energy in it.
是有这些气体产生出来。
Because there's gas being produced.
那记得我们曾经在中国一个弟兄他自己酿葡萄酒。
I recall we have a dear brother in China who was making his own wine.
所以他把自己做的酒放在这个之前葡萄酒的瓶，然后用一个木塞塞住。
So he put the wine that he's making into a glass bottle and then have the wooden stopper on it.
那有一次我们一起去他家在谈话的时候。
And then there was one time when we visited him at his home and he was telling us.
忽然很大的一个响声。
Oh, actually, suddenly we heard a loud noise.
是什么事发生呢？
And guess what happened?
就是这个酒因为充满了气在发酵的过程中把这个木塞都喷出来了。
There was the stopper actually flew all the way up to the ceiling because there was all these gas in the process of fermentation.
那很力量很大的就是在酒瓶里面的葡萄的皮都飞到了天花板上，整粘在天花板上。
And the force was so strong that even the grapes, is it called the skin, like also flew up onto the ceiling and got stuck there.
所以在使徒行传，当门徒们被神的灵充满的时候，那里对他们的描述也是好像他们好像是被新酒所充满了一样。
And that's why when we read the Acts of the Apostles, there's a description about the early apostles when they were filled with the Holy Spirit, filled with power. It's just like being filled with wine.
那他们也充满了力量跟胆量去向耶路撒冷的人去做见证。
And they were courageous and full of strength to witness to the people in Jerusalem.
那对比他们之前离开耶稣去因为害怕而四散的情况是完全不同的。
And it makes such a strong big contrast to the way they were really scared and ran away when Jesus was caught.
所以当我们去思想充满醋的海绵要怎么样才能够充满葡萄酒。
So as we ponder this picture of a sponge that was previously filled with vinegar and how it could then be changed and filled with Holy Spirit.
所以刚才我们看到醋就好像是旧的生命一样。
And we already saw that vinegar is kind of like describing the old way of life.
那怎么样才能使它充满葡萄酒，充满神的国的这个新酒，就是圣灵呢？
So how can we turn such a sponge that was previously filled with vinegar into a sponge that's filled with this new wine from God?
那我们知道这个海绵里面的醋要被挤出来，那才有可能接受这个葡萄酒。
We know that this sponge has to be first squeezed. All these vinegar that was in it must be squeezed out.In order to have space for the new wine.
那除了第一点，我们看到要向神求之外。
So other than this first point, we saw we must ask God so that we may be filled with the Holy Spirit.
我们还需要有愿意的心，全然的将自己交给神。
We must also have a willing heart to commit ourselves totally to God.
让他把醋从我们的生命中挤出去。
and let him squeeze out all this vinegar in our old life.
就是要把旧的生命、自我中心的行事为人都完全的放下。
And to let go completely of the self-centered way of life.
那我们愿意顺服神，让他在我们生命中做他自己的工作。
And then we are willing to obey God completely and to let him do his work in us.
使我们可以充满天国的葡萄酒，就是神的灵。
So that we may be filled with this new wine of the kingdom, and that is the Holy Spirit, God's own Spirit.
所以希望借着这个充满醋的海绵，帮助我们明白怎样才能够被神的灵所充满。
So I hope that through this picture, of the sponge filled with sour wine or vinegar, it will also remind us how we can be changed to become someone who's filled with the Holy Spirit.
那么我们必须要愿意将自己全然的交给神。
We must surrender ourselves totally to God.
然后要放下旧生命，还有旧生命里面的行事为人。
To let go of our old way of life.
使到他可以在我们生命中，借着他的灵去，做改变的工作。
So that God may do His work of transformation in us.
将他的力量、他的生命都加到我们的生命里面。
And to grant us His own life and His power.
但是这是第二点，我们看到如何被神的灵充满。
So this is the second point concerning how we may be filled with the Holy Spirit.
那第三点，关于被神的灵充满，我们再看回这个以弗所书的五章十八节。
And now as we look at the third point, let us turn back to Ephesians chapter 5 verse 18.
这里说到，要被圣灵充满。
Here it says, but be filled with the Spirit.
那其实这个原文被充满的时态是现在的时态。
Actually, in the original Greek, these few words, be filled with the Spirit, is in present tense.
意思就是说，我们被圣灵充满并不是一次的经历。
That is to say, being filled with the Spirit is not just a one-off experience.
或者偶尔的经历。
Or just an infrequent happening.
不只是在洗礼的当天，我们完全的顺服神的时候，他赐给我们他的灵。
So it's not just at the point of baptism when God granted us His Spirit.
而是洗礼后的新生命的每一天，我们都要效法主耶稣的样式，去将自己全然的交给神，让他的灵来充满我们，掌管我们的生命。
But that even after baptism, in each and every day of our Christian life,that we will consciously ask God to fill us with His Holy Spirit to let Him guide us and to imitate Christ as an example.
所以我们是常常的求神去带领我们，充满我们。
So we constantly ask God to lead us, to fill us.
如果我们没有学会每一天被神的灵来引导去过生活的话，我们属灵生命往往会越来越软弱。
Because as we said, if weHaven't learned how to be filled with the Holy Spirit, how to be guided by His Spirit, our Christian life is bound to be weak.
那是需要每个时刻常常的被神充满的。
So we do need to be constantly filled, moment by moment, by God's Holy Spirit.
要不然我们软弱，那就胜不过罪，也活不出圣洁的生命。
Otherwise, when we are weak, there's no way we can overcome sin, and there's no way we can lead a holy life.
那今天的分享要在这里结束了。
So I must conclude here.
所以让我总结一下今天的信息。
Let me summarize today's message for you.
我们在神的救恩计划里去明白，丰盛的生命就是一个被圣灵充满的生命。
Today we've learned that in God's plan of salvation,A life that is full and abundant is actually a life filled with God's own Spirit.
那被圣灵充满并不是一件可有可无的事情。
And to be filled with the Holy Spirit is not optional.
因为唯有被神的灵充满，我们才可以活出一个圣洁，为神结果子的生命。
Because only when we are filled with the Holy Spirit will we have strength to lead a holy life.
可以结出果子
and a fruitful life.
那也可以在救恩的道路上有能力一直走到最后
and only then will we have strength to persevere on this road of salvation.
那第二个部分，我们看到如何才能够被圣灵充满。
And the second part, we learn about how we may be filled with the Holy Spirit.
首先，我们意识到天父是非常乐意将这个宝贵的东西就是他自己的灵赐给那些求他的人。
First, we know that God is actually very willing to grant us His Holy Spirit if we ask Him.
因为他的救恩计划就是要人去依靠他的灵去走在这个救恩的道路上。
Because it's His will for us to rely on His Spirit to persevere on this road of salvation.
他从来没有要求我们靠着自己的力量去走完这个十字架的窄路。
He never expected us to be able to walk through this narrow road of the cross by our own strength.
那首先我们需要求。
So first we must ask.
那第二点，学会求之外呢，我们从充满醋的这个海绵得到提醒。
And secondly, other than asking, we also learned from this example of a sponge filled with sour wine.
那要被天国的葡萄酒，就是圣灵充满，我们必须让神在我们生命中挤出这些的醋。
If we are to fill with God's new wine instead, we must first be willing to let God squeeze out all the sourness, all the sour wine in us.
意思就是旧的生命自我中心的行事为人，我们都要放下。
That is, we must let go of our old way of life, our self-centeredness.
而是让他完全的掌管我们的生命，带领我们的生命。
And let God take complete control over us to lead us.
那最后我们看到被神的灵充满不是发生一次或者是偶尔的事情。
And the last point we saw is that being filled with the Holy Spirit is not just a one-off event.
那圣经的话语去告诉信徒们要常常的被神的灵充满与掌管。
The word of God clearly tells us a Christian is to be constantly filled and controlled by the Holy Spirit.
好像耶稣基督的样式，被神带领去活出一个属于神的有能力也是美丽的生命。
Just like the example of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has the strength, the power from God to live out a beautiful life that's pleasing to God.
那这是今天跟大家分享的信息。
And this is the message I want to share with you today.
愿神的话语也成为我们生命中真实的经历。
And may the word of God becomes a living reality in our lives.
所以使到我们可以在救恩的路上走到尽头。
And that we may all persevere till the end on this road of salvation.
那我们有一个结束的祷告，我们请Grace 帮我们做一个结束的祷告。
So let us pray and conclude today's service.